Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Day After Night by Anita Diamond, narrated by Dagmara Domincic. The author opens with the following quote from Rebbe Rachman of Bratslav, who lived between 1772 and 1810. "Know that every human being must cross a very narrow bridge. What is most important is not to be overcome by fear." And now, Day After Night.
Prologue, 1945, August. The nightmares made their rounds hours ago. The tossing and whimpering are over. Even the insomniacs have settled down. The 20 restless bodies rest, and faces aged by hunger, grief, and doubt relax to reveal the beauty and the pity of their youth. Not one of the women in Barrack C is 21, but all of them are orphans. Their cheeks press against small, military-issue pillows that smell of disinfectant. Lumpy and flat from long service under heavier heads, they bear no resemblance to the goose-down clouds that many of them enjoyed in childhood. And yet, the girls burrow into them with perfect contentment, embracing them like teddy bears. There were no pillows for them in the other barracks. No one gives a pillow to an animal. The British built Atlit in 1938 to house their own troops. It was one in a group of bases, garages, and storage units set up on the coastal plains a few miles south of Haifa. But at the end of the World War, as European Jews began making their way to their ancestral homeland in violation of international political agreements,